It is time for Cover Your Assets with Jim Lynch. Jim, of course, is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, sports, politics, and more. Many years of experience in those subjects and more. And we welcome Jim in on Tuesday mornings. Good morning, Jim. Are you there, Jim? Hello, Jim?
I'm here.
There you are. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I think so. Actually, you... Hold on a second. How's this? Is this better?
That sounds better to me.
Okay, good.
All right. Well, Mr. Lynch, here we go. It's another Tuesday. It's another day in the pandemic, and there's just so much news that one can look at and one can go over. I'll ask you for your thoughts first of all of what's top of the list on your mind this morning.
Well, why don't we deal with the latest Trump lie regarding the virus? He and McConnell are out saying that Obama didn't prepare them for something like this, which is an outright lie. Trump has been in office for 3 years. If that was the case, he should have prepared himself. But more importantly, I guess it was in 2017, he had John Bolton, National Security Chief, basically dismantle a group of people we had working in Wuhan with the Chinese on possible viruses, etc. And this was Obama's idea. It followed up on what Bush had done. The administrations prior to Trump have always been well prepared. And they passed the baton on to Trump, and he basically, as he's done with so many things, negated Obama's work. So what we have here is something that, you know, people who have a little bit of smarts and do a little bit of research, in 2003, we were made aware, our scientists, that, you know, we better prepare for pandemics and a lot of other things, which is why we linked up with the Chinese, because so much stuff comes out of China. It's a big country, lots of people, lots of cross currents, and a lot of these viruses emanate from there. So that's first on my hit parade. Secondly, I don't understand. I can only think that Trump is getting on more unhinged in his lying. I mean, bald-faced lies. He's also, in his press conference yesterday, he just lost control and basically walked away from the stage after he couldn't handle questions from some of the reporters. So everybody should be careful and keep your eyes open and focus on Dr. Fauci today when he tells us probably that reopening too soon, the economy could backfire. And I think most scientists agree with that. Most of the governors agree with that. And Trump is doing his damnedest to get the economy going, which will be impossible prior to his November.
You know, it's an interesting to look at. What I've been saying this morning is, if Connecticut is getting set, if everything goes all right, to open up, begin to open up on May the 20th, New York is allowing some of the upstate regions to open up. And all through New York, by the way, if you are a landscaper, if you want to go out and have some recreational activities outdoors like tennis and stuff like that, that is now being allowed. As New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts are starting to go down on the other side of the curve, we still have people that are getting the virus. We have less and less hospitalizations. So it looks like slowly we'll be able to work into that opening up. But what concerns me is we're now approaching 83 to 84,000 people dead in this country from the virus. And most people think with these slow openings that are being planned on a lot of states, they see the incidence rates of COVID-19 nationally decreasing. Those are not accurate statistics, simply because if you were to take New York State, New Jersey, Connecticut and Massachusetts out of those stats, you would see that the other 44 states in this country are increasing in infections, not decreasing. So it's a fine line that has to be walked by states and by the federal government. And sooner or later, the federal government's going to have to come up with millions and millions and millions of dollars for the states so the states could institute tracers, because the states can't afford to do this right now with what's happened to their economy. I mean, this is really a very involved matter right now, much more involved, even though the pandemic is horrible, but there's so many different layers to this. It's like you're peeling open an onion, and we've got to get it right. If we don't get it right, we're just going to have sacrificed 2 months for nothing.
Very well said. Those statistics say it all. Adding to it, Texas and Iowa are opening up, and they're opening up as their numbers are increasing. So there's a case where they're on the wrong foot. This idea of getting back the economy by reopening, we need to get people's trust back. People, there's a report today on what people are doing. They're saving, they're hoarding cash, they're cutting back on credit cards. As well they might, because they need the money to get through this thing. And if you don't have the security that you can go out and do whatever you're going to do, then you're not going to do it. You're going to stay home. You're not going to spend money. And this is why it's a very naive approach that some in the federal government have. And little wonder, they really don't know anything. They But anyhow, I don't
want
to rag on that.
What was that, Jim?
I don't want to continue on that.
I can agree with that. But, you know, you're somebody who deals with the economy. Your career is based on dealing with Wall Street, the economy, and everything like that. The effects of what we're going through now, and this is what I think people don't understand, even with opening up, if everything goes perfectly, the economic effects that are going to hit this country are going to be profound, and they're going to be intensifying over the course of the next 6 to 12 months, simply because states are going to have to do a lot more. The federal government's going to have to chip in a lot more money. We really are in very unstable territory.
Extremely unstable. Uncharted also, in that we had the Great Depression in the 30s, which was a financial situation. Here we have a health crisis, which brings the economy down. And you need to solve the virus. You need to get more tests. You need to create vaccines. It's that simple. And the president basically said he was going to do this defense mobilization that he has the right to do in crises. Well, he's not done it for the areas that are needed, namely the swabs, the tests, and so forth. Trump continues to stall. Maybe he just doesn't know how to do it. Maybe he just can't think something through. But the danger right now, firstly, is the virus, and secondly, is the president of the United States, because he's giving out all kinds of mixed messages. A lot of people a couple of months ago and a couple of weeks ago decided they were going to get on this bandwagon of they wanted to be liberated. You know, they wanted freedom. And he encouraged that. And he encouraged these armed guys to go into the Michigan State House, threatening the governor because they wanted the governor to open everything up. We lack leadership at the head of the government, and also this administration is not taking responsibility. Trump already admitted he's not taking responsibility, but he's showing it by giving everything over to the governors and then saying, okay, if you want something from me, you have to beg for it. And that's in the newspapers, okay? This is not somebody chit-chatting. He's a danger to this country and to the security and well-being of our citizens.
It's an unprecedented situation, and I just think that people have run out of patience as it is with the fact that the businesses have been closed. I just wonder how people's patience is going to be tested when they see that after we get back to what we call normal, their patience is still going to be tested because unemployment is still going to remain high. Money is going to still need to be supplied by the federal government. Those problems are not going to go away with anything that opens up.
But I don't think anybody expects it to.
I don't think they I don't think they even think about that.
I do. Well, I actually don't think that most sensate people, meaning with common sense, I don't think that most people think that it's going to be yeah. But I also do and am noticing that people would like to take a crack at it. And the biggest thing that I am noticing, and I find this just staggering because, yeah, I didn't have the experience of living through the Second World War. But what I just wonder was everybody as terrified and as, there's just a lot of people who don't seem to have that let's go out there and see. That's, we've got to do this. And I don't know whether that's just too much materialism. I don't know whether it's too much screen. I don't know. But I just don't see the kind of, hey, this rots. No one said this is going to be any fun, but let's do it.
Well, we've gotten spoiled a long time with very successful economies and great breakthroughs in health, in solving things, and we're now being put to the test, and we've got to do the hard work, which is tightening our belts and paying attention and doing things which make sense. If you get sick with this virus, yes, you could die, but equally importantly, and maybe more so,
you could live.
Damage for months at a time.
Well, okay, I mean that is true, but there are certain people who have recovered. No.
Oh no question. I don't mean to be overly dramatic. I'm simply saying those folks who are out there taking a chance with their lives and health and the lives and health of others are totally irresponsible. And it doesn't make any sense. There's no win-win in just running out and saying, hey, I'm a liberated guy.
Here's the problem is that the way these, once again, there is no, like the CDC, the World Health, or whatever, there is no national organization that is controlling this.
Or international organization.
I'm just talking about this country right now. In this country, there's no one way of saying, okay, here's the rollout steps that we as a government and the CDC recommend for every state. Break it down to regions. See what your regions are. There's not one plan coming from the federal government that shows states and has a line that every state should follow. That's the problem with not having the CDC and the government issue those firm guidelines, because now you have different guidelines in every state. And that means there's people in every state. There's some people that are saying, I don't have to wear my mask. It's my right as an American to live free. Well, and I have gotten several messages like that. And I reply back, you have a right to live free, but you don't have a right to possibly be infected, not know about it, and possibly infect somebody else. You know, your rights don't go that far.
Okay.
You know, you have a right of free speech. You have many rights. But like the old saying goes, you know, you can't go into a movie theater and yell fire when there's no fire. And on the other hand, you can't walk around possibly being carrying COVID-19 and spread it to somebody who doesn't have it. I mean, these are the questions that should have been answered in advance by the federal government with us one simple standard that goes to every state and saying, okay, the different parts of your states, big states, small states, there's different setups. None of that has been done on a federal level by the government, by FEMA, by CDC, or anybody else. So you have 50 states doing 50 different things. And you know what? In a pandemic, that just doesn't work out. It just doesn't.
Well,
it sure doesn't. I think we've lost the idea of a central government, which is what the federal government is all about. And the states are in a situation like this. It's much like war. You need one general guiding and directing the others. And this idea of giving up responsibility to the states, maybe in fact Trump doesn't want to take the blame for anything, is just confusing the issue and making it more difficult. And we're losing our power, the power of the majority of the states working together. Now, here on the East Coast, we have New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, and Massachusetts kind of working together and working pretty well. We should have that throughout the country. And the way it can be done is from the federal level, from the administration.
Well, and the only reason I say is, I know Jill doesn't agree with me, but the federal government can dictate when it hands out Medicare, Medicaid to different states. There's a plan that applies to each different state for this. They can do the same thing dealing with the pandemic and openings. That's all I'm saying. The federal government should take a stronger role because, you know, in the future, who's going to pay for the tracing in each state? How's it going to be paid for? Where are the funds going to come from? These are all things that really do have to come from the federal government. That's what FEMA.
And the last thing I saw yesterday is that there are that it is. But you know, who knows?
There isn't a direct order from the government.
It's just whatever. It doesn't exist. It is being done along with a couple of other things. We'll see whether it actually happens. I go back for one second to the way that that a lot of people at the very beginning took the PPP grants that really had no business taking them. It's like you can only do so much. Jim, I sent you that thing, as a matter of fact. You saw it. These were small business loans that were taken by, you know, because you could interpret it that way.
We're 6 months into this. The government should have this down by now. Pardon me, we're two and a half months into this. The government should have something settled by now.
For
everything, yes. This should have been number one priority, and it hasn't been.
I'm not debating that. What I'm debating, and I don't want to debate,
we have 2 minutes left,
is that we need to move forward, and in the absence of directives from that you want, people need to do something. That's it. You just have to.
And the pandemic will continue to spread the rest of the country. That's all. I mean, but Jim, you get the final. You get the final 2 minutes.
Well, step up a lip, pull up the boots, pray. What can I tell you? There could be some big things happening this week. Trump's finances being ruled upon by the Supreme Court. The whole idea is we each are responsible for ourselves, and we've got to maintain a focus. And I mentioned on several endings of the show in the past weeks, you have to keep your mental state focused, but vital and optimistic, just as long as you're doing the things that you're supposed to be doing, which are very simple things. And we don't have a great example out of Washington. Well, we're going to have to somehow figure it out ourselves and just go by a Dr. Fauci, for instance. You'll be given some instruction by him today when he warns us about what's coming up and repeats again what we need to do.
All right, Jim. Stay safe there in the big city.
You too. You too. All right. Have a good week. I'll talk to
Take
you.
Take care. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets this morning here on Robinhood Radio. You can find him on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Jim Lynch, Cover Your Assets.